Then we're told something else in verse 2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity? And we have a great high priest. He could say, when he came to the end of his ministry, which of you convinceth me of sin? Those men had been with him 3 years. And if there'd been anything wrong, why, they would have known it. He was impeccable. He didn't commit any sin. But the important thing is, he can have compassion on the ignorant. Now, what does it mean, on the ignorant? Well, that refers to sin of ignorance. Many of you were with us. That's been now several years ago, back in the book of Leviticus, back there in Leviticus 4:2. And that refers to sins of ignorance. I have some more news for you today. And that is, you don't think that you committed a sin in the past few days. You feel like that you've been living really up on the heights. I've got news for you. You commit sins of ignorance that you don't even know about. And he takes care of that. He can have compassion on the ignorant. You see, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And all we like sheep. Sheep go astray, not goats. Goats seem to be smarter than sheep. Sheep go astray. All we like sheep have gone astray. And Aaron was compassed with infirmity, but Christ was touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He knows how we feel about these things. He knows our weakness. He's a perfect mediator, you see. I've always felt that that passage over in the book of Isaiah, when Israel went through the wilderness and they failed, that somehow or another, when they fell, he fell with them. But very candidly, that's not what he did. The fact of the matter is that when they fail, why, he didn't fail. He was able there all the time to be a representative. He was able to lift them up and keep them from failure. That, I think, is the important thing, and I recognize that that passage of Scripture, there have been two or three different ways of reading it, but my feeling has always been that it was not possible for him to fall at all. He was there when they stumbled and fell. He didn't get down in the dirt with them. He was there to lift them out of the dirt. Now, that's the glorious, wonderful thing that we have here before us. He had compassion on the ignorant. He's a perfect mediator. Now, the trouble with Aaron was that Aaron might condone those who had committed the sins that he also had committed. That would always be a danger. He might condemn those who committed sins that he himself did not commit. Christ is able to show mercy, and he neither condones nor condemns. He can extend mercy. When we come to him to make confession of our sin, he doesn't give us a little lecture about doing better next time. He doesn't say, "Oh, shame on you. You shouldn't have done that." He doesn't do that at all. He just extends mercy to us, friends. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, a high priest, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's wonderful to have a high priest like that.